奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续来分享讲解但以理书的信息。
We continue to share and explain on the message of the book of Daniel.
上一回我们从第十章，我们看到但以理悲伤的二十一天。
In the previous session, we learned about the 21 days of sorrow of Daniel.
那么今天我们会看到但以理悲伤的三个原因，三个理由。
And today we will learn about the reasons why Daniel was sorrowful.
他为什么悲伤知道吗？
Why was he sorrowful?
我们看但以理书的第十章。
We look at chapter 10, book of Daniel.
二节到三节。
Verses 2 to 3.
这里说，当那时我但以理悲伤了三个七日，有没有？
I, Daniel, was mourning three full weeks.
那第三节，每每我没有吃酒肉，也没有入我的口，也没有用油抹我的身体，自满了三个七日。他三个没有，二十一日当中，他的三个没有。
In these 21 days, he had these three have nots.
那是我们已经解释过的。
We have explained previously.
现在是我们还没有解释的，就是他的原因是什么，他的理由是什么，为什么要这样悲伤？
What we did not manage to explain was why was he so sorrowful? Why was he so sad?
我们尝试进去了解。
We step into his shoes.
我们找出了三个，也可能四个。
We understand and we try to find out these three reasons or four.
第一，
Firstly,
他从这些异象当中，他得知到神的殿要被践踏，要被毁坏。
From this vision, he understood that the temple of God will be trampled and destroyed.
然后神的百姓，神的子民要被折磨，要被逼迫。
And the people of God will be tormented, will be persecuted.
那加上天使的结论，讲解的结论。
And on top of that, with the conclusion of the angel.
还记得天使讲什么吗？
Do you remember what the angel said?
天使说，这些荒凉的事已经定了，没有改变了。
The angel said that all these the matters of desolation are determined.
你不要以为中途有改变，可以带来换成好的。
Meaning to say that it will not be changed for the better.
天使说没有。
The angel said no.
因为荒凉的事已经定了。
As this, the matters of desolation have already been determined.
所以在这样的情况当中，
Under these circumstances,
你叫一个深爱神的人，一个爱神的人，他怎么能不悲伤呢？
How do you expect someone who loves the Lord God so much not to be sad?
你如果不爱神，
If you don't love God,
你不爱神的殿,
if you don't love the temple of God,
你不爱神殿里面的兄弟姐妹,
you don't love the brothers and sisters in the church of God,
那你是不会悲伤的,
then you won't be sad.
那关我什么事呀?
What does that have to do with me?
我马照跑舞照跳啊,酒照喝啊,那关我什么事呀?
I live on my life day by day, day after day, nothing happens with me.
可是对一个爱神的人,
but to one who loves God dearly,
他一定会爱神的教会。
He loves his church as well.
他爱神的教会，他一定会爱教会里面的兄弟姐妹。
He loves God, so he will love the children, the brothers and sisters in church.
那他听到天使说没有得改变的，就是这样的。
But the angel said that nothing will be changed; it will be so.
我们从他的表现当中，我们就明白了他悲伤的原因、悲伤的理由，这是第一个。
From his reaction, we can see the reason why he was so sorrowful and sad.
那第二个是什么？还记得吗？
What could be the second reason?
第二个就是在这段时间，他看异象的这段时间，那个以色列民已经回国已经进第三年了，回到耶路撒冷已经是第三年了。
The second reason being that in this time when Daniel saw this vision, it was a time when the Israelites have already returned to their homeland for the third year.
那回国到第三年的时候，圣殿发生什么事还记得吗？
And what happened to the Holy Temple on the third year of their return?
圣殿停工了，开工没有一年多，没有两年，停工了。
The work,
不能做了，不能再建了。
The work of rebuilding of the Holy Temple came to a stop. They couldn't continue.
因为有阻挡啊。
There was obstruction.
那一阻挡了，那些百姓就不建殿了。
As soon as there was any hindrance, then the people stopped building.
那不建殿，他们去建什么呢？
Then what do they build?
他们个人去建自己的天花板，自己的独立式洋房啊。
They went to their own houses and built their own houses and their roofs.
这个时间点哦，这个第三年的时候，回国第三年的时候，就是圣殿停工的时候。
At this time point, when they returned to their homeland for the third year, this is a time where the holy temple or the holy work stopped.
你叫一个爱神的人、关心神殿的人，怎么不悲伤呢？
How do you expect someone who loves God dearly not to be sad about that?
70年才有这个机会回去重建圣殿。
After 70 years, only then they got this opportunity to return to the homeland to rebuild the temple.
这70年是多么的漫长，多么的艰苦啊！
This 70 years is such a long and enduring period.
很多人已经死在巴比伦了，没机会回国了。
There are so many who have already died in Babylon that have lost this opportunity.
你想想看，你被掳的时候，也许或者是你二十岁，或者是三十岁，或者是五十岁， 你七十年后你百多岁了，你怎样回去啊？你早都死掉了。
Imagine if you were about 50 or 60 years old when you were exiled into Babylon, and by the time you reach this time of return, then you're already dead.
可是从消息得回来，回去重建圣殿的人不见圣殿了，不见圣殿了，整个圣殿停工了。
But finally, when they have this opportunity to return to rebuild the temple, and this time came that they stopped building the temple.
所以这是但以理他悲伤的第二个原因。
This is the second reason why Daniel was sad. 啊，
知道吗？从回国重建圣殿到圣殿完成，总共用了20年。
From the time when they returned to the homeland to rebuild the temple, until which the temple is fully built, then that took 20 years.
其实建殿啊，真正的建殿的工程呢？只三年多四年就完成了。
Well,
三年多到四年就完成了。
His work should have been supposedly finished in about 3 to 4 years.
为什么要等到二十年后才完成呢？
Why did they have to
回去开始算二十年才完成呢？
Why did they have to wait for 20 years before this work can be finished?
因为停工了15年到16年。
Because they stopped this work for 15 to 16 years.
所以才有哈该先知、撒加利亚先知的勉励啊，你们建自己的天花板啊，还记得吗？
Only then you can recall how Prophet Haggai and Zechariah admonished them, saying that you are back to build your roofs.
那么但以理悲伤的第三个原因是什么呢？
And what's another reason why Daniel was sad?
试试看，还有什么让他悲伤的？
What could be other reasons?
第三个原因就是在这段可以回国的时间里面，很多人都没有回国，都不想回国。都不要回国。
The third reason why Daniel was sad was because at this opportunity when they were finally able to return home, many of them decided not to return.
他们不是说不能回去，而是不要回去。
It's not that they could not go back, but they did not want to go back.
还记得吗？回去重建圣殿的人有多少？还记得吗？
Do you remember how many were there, that returned to rebuild the temple?
哦，从以斯拉记我们看到大约是50,000人而已。
It was about 50,000 people.
哇，五万已经不错了，传道。
And 50,000 is already a lot, preacher.
什么五万已经不错？你知道被掳到这个巴比伦的，掳到亚述国的，掳到外邦的，你知道多少人吗？
Do you remember,
你知道吗
？Do you know how many were exiled to Persia or to Assyria?
最少100,000，最少。
That's at least 1 million.
也有神学家和解经家认为哈，应该超过100万，甚至是200万人在被掳到外邦去。
And some biblical scholars even reckon that it could be more than 1 million or 2 million of them.
你不要单单想到哈，巴比伦攻打这个犹大国的时候，被掳的只是犹大国，那以色列国南朝以色列国早都已经被掳了，掳到亚述国去了。
Don't only reckon that Babylon only conquered Judah, but even the southern part of that is Israel was already being conquered by Judah.
那个是最多百姓的时候。
Northern, and that was the time when there were the biggest population.
因为南朝以色列哦，有十个支派的人在那边哦，十国啊。
Because in the southern kingdom, Israel had 10 tribes of them.
北国犹大只有两个支派，就是犹大支派跟便雅悯支派两个支派的人而已。
In the northern kingdom, there was only 2 tribes, the Judah and Benjamin tribes.
那个讲起来，整个就是12个支派都被掳。
In total,
整个12个支派全民都被掳。
The total of them from the north to the south, the 12 tribes were being exiled.
有啦，有留下了，圣经也有记载了，留下的是老弱的啊，那些幼小的呀、啊，那些不能工作的、啊、不能用的呀、啊，留在本国了。
And indeed, there were some number of people who were left behind who were too young or too old.
整两百万的以色列民回去的只有50,000，你叫这个但以理怎么不悲伤呢
？And there were about 2 million of Israelites who were exiled, but those returned only 50,000. How could Daniel not be sad?
为什么不回去？现在可以回了，为什么不回自己的国家
？Now you've got your chance, and why don't you want to return to your own homeland?
还用讲咩？当然是贪爱世界咯，贪爱世界啊！
You don't even have to elaborate because they love this world.
回去干什么？
What's the use of returning?
那个以色列都没有建设，都一直被统治嘛，也没有去发展嘛。
The land of Israel was always been colonized and it wasn't prosperous.
这些被掳到巴比伦、被掳到外邦的，他们很成功的，在外邦世界有做生意的，很成功的呀。
And they were all been exiled to Babylon and they started living a very good life and they started their own businesses and their livelihood.
这个是犹太历史中对他们很大的转变。
That's a huge change in terms of their Jewish history.
以前还没有被掳的时候呢，他们是注重农业，农业很厉害。犹太人的农业是世界一等。
Before they're exiled, their agricultural capabilities were top notch.
等到他们被掳到外邦，亚述也好，以巴比伦也好，希腊也好，被掳的时候呢，他们已经转变了，成为商业，做生意赚钱很厉害。
And as soon as they were exiled to Assyria, Babylon, or even Greece, and their lifestyles or their economy became strong in terms of their becoming their own business.
他们在国外不是在种田的，知道吗？他们是做生意的，大部分做生意的，发达了的。
When they were exiled to the foreign land, and they were no longer in agriculture, but they were running their own businesses.
犹太人开始哈从农业转变成为商业。这么厉害，是从被掳的那段时间开始，一直到今天。今天全世界最厉害做生意就是犹太人啊，不是吗
？And from agriculture, they converted to businesses, to commercial businesses, and now even today, the Jews have been known as some of the best businessmen.
这么成功的人生，这么成功赚钱的生意，回去做什么
？They are such successful businessmen, and why would they have to return to their homeland?
但是这个就是造成但以理非常难过、非常伤心的事情。
This became a reason why Daniel was sad.
他们没有看到后果。
They did not see the consequences.
后果，以色列人被杀，几百万、几百人被杀，也关系这个，因为不回国。
And
结果在国外都被杀，对，有没有？历史告诉我们，杀最多犹太人的就是在国外。很多国外的犹太人几百万、几百万这样杀死的。
History tells us that millions of Jews have been slaughtered and also massacred in the foreign lands.
最出名的就是我们最近的历史啊，那个什么希特勒杀犹太人最少六百万啊，你以为在以色列国杀啊？
In modern
就在国外杀的呀，六百万啊。
In modern history, closest to us would be Adolf Hitler having this Holocaust, killing of millions of Jews.
这是一个他们的后果来的，不回国的后果来的。
And that is the outcome of them not returning.
但有谁看得到后果呀
？But how? Who would have noticed this?
我们最重要的重视是现在呀、啊，现在最重要，现在赚钱最重要啊。
What is important to us is the here and now.
后果那是以后的，以后不关我的事啊。
Future,
但是关你的孩子啊，关你的孙子呀、啊。
The future is not relevant to me, or it's probably only relevant to your grandchildren.
也关你的所有的民族啊，关系到你的族人啊。
But it's also relevant to your whole tribe.
嗯，好，现在第四个。
The fourth reason.
算是理由吗？第四个，就是他为什么但以理本身没有回国呢
？Why did Daniel himself not return？
传道，你说很多人没有回国。啊、他很伤心，那他自己也没有回国啊。圣经看不到但以理回国，知道吗？几乎没有了，应该是没有了。
Oh, preacher, you are saying Daniel was sad because many of them did not return to their homeland,、but even Daniel himself did not return.
因为到十二章，我们看到他就死在那边了，死在波斯帝国，死在波斯帝国，知道吗
？In chapter 12, Daniel died in Persia.
所以很肯定他没有回国了。
Surely he did not return to his homeland.
但以理为什么没有回国？你试试解释一下看。
Try to explain yourself why did Daniel not return.To his homeland.
你试试看，他能回吗？他回得了吗
？Could he go back?
他想回啊，王也不给他回了。
Even if he wanted to return, the king wouldn't allow.
因为他不是一个普通的政府官员呐、啊，他不是哎。
He was not an ordinary governor.
整个国家的灵魂的重要人物啊。像王这样重要的人物来的呀。
He was one of the most important and critical chief governors of all the kingdom.
从巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒王这样看重他，到波斯王国也是这样看重他的。
From a Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar until this king of Persia, they esteemed him greatly.
对国家这么重要的一个人，可以回去吗？可以放他回去吗
？Could anyone of such importance be left to go back to the homeland?
他想回，王也不放他回。
If he wanted to go back, the king wouldn't allow.
这是应该让他也是一种很伤心的事情。
That could also be the reason why he was sorrowful.
再来一个原因，他为什么不没有回去
？Another reason why he did not return.
因为我们之前就说过了，上一回就说过，他这个时候看异象，这个时候他已经进入到将近九十岁的老人家了。
As we mentioned, at the time when he was seeing this vision, he was about a 90-year-old already.、
那么一个九十岁的人，你叫他怎么样走几个月走用走路走回耶路撒冷啊？走几个月知道吗？不是走几天，也不是走几个礼拜，走几个月啊
？How can you ask a 90-year-old old man to walk his way all the way for a few months until he reaches his homeland.
我都忘记了到底是几个月，四个月、五个月还是三个月、
啊、I can't remember how many months would it take for this journey of their return.
走四个月。
Four months.、嗯、
一共是1500公里的路程。
About 1,500 km.
你试试看呐。
Give it a try.
你叫一个老人家90多岁的老人走四个月这样走路了，你试试看呐。
You ask a 90-year-old man to walk this 1,500 km.
在各方面，在国家来讲，在行政上来讲，在他的身体来讲，都不允许他回国了的。
In terms of his administrative responsibilities and also his health, it wouldn't allow him to go back.
如果有悲伤，这也算是一种悲伤吧。哎呀，我只能够讲，但是我回不了，我只能够在担心，但是我不能够回去亲眼看到。
And if this, and this is definitely his source of sorrow and sadness, and he could only see, but he cannot go back.
嗯，他不能够回国，不是他不爱神，不是因为他不爱圣殿。
The reason why he could not go back was not because he did not love the temple of God.
他是想回不能回的。
It was because he wanted to go, but he could not go.
嗯，既然不是贪爱世界，你为什么不回去？这个是唯一的解释，他回不了。
And why do you love? If you don't love the world, why don't you return? And this is the only reason.
那其他的呢？可以回去，不要回，那是贪爱世界。
But compared to the others who could go back, but they did not want to go back, they loved the world.
从我们刚才以上所讲的一些理由跟原因、哦、我们知道他确实是真爱真诚的人。
From the above reasons, we can clearly understand that he is one who truly loves God.
他也是真爱教会圣殿的人。
And he is one who truly loves the temple of God.
他也是真爱神选民的人。
Also one who truly loves the people of God.
这三个加起来，在他的一生里面，这三件事情是他一生里面最重要的，也是最在意的，也是最看重的。
And these three matters are the most critical and most important things that he esteemed highly throughout his life.
你看他的悲伤，他的祷告，他的进食，都是为了神，为了神的殿，为了神的名，都是这样的。
You look at his sadness, his sorrows, and his prayer, his fasting was all for the sake of the people of God, God and the temple of God.
所以我们读但以理书的时候，我们要看到这一点，他爱神的心。
When you read the book of Daniel, we must realize his heart for God.
这是主耶稣说的，诫命中最大的诫命就是这个。
And that's also what Jesus said, that is the greatest commandment of all.
主耶稣说，所有道理的总纲，先知的总纲，道理的总纲就是爱神，然后爱着。
As Jesus said, the summary of all commandments is to love God and to love man.
他做到了。
He has done.
因为在他这一生里面，他就是爱神的呀。
His whole life, he loved God.
然后他就，你说你爱神，你一定会爱神的殿的呀。
And if you love God, you will love the temple of God.
你说你爱神的殿，你一定会爱神殿里面的兄弟姐妹的呀。
If you love God, you will love every brother and sister in the church of God.
所以除了爱神，也爱人啊。
Other than loving God, he loves man.
今天我们说我们爱神。
Today we say we love God.
我们不会离开神的。
We don't leave God.
传道，你放心，我爱神的。
Oh, preacher, I believe I love God.
可是你不爱神的殿的。
But you don't love the temple of God.
你不关心神的殿的。
You don't care about the temple of God.
教会发生什么事？教会缺少这个，教会没有那个，你不 care 的，你没有理的，这不关我的事的。
Whatever that goes on or whatever the church lacks, it has nothing to do with me, and I don't care.
这个没有人做，那个没有人理，这个领会唱诗没有人来领，这个事情没有人来谈，这个不关我的事的。
And there was no one at duty on duty for leading hymns and playing piano. It has nothing to do with me.
教会这里漏水，那边有问题，这里有问题，那不关我的事的。
There's a water leakage and there's a problem here and there. It has nothing to do with me.
连问都不必问的，也不想问的。
I don't even care to ask.
有些报告啊，教会的需要，教会的缺乏，要大家代打，这个好像连听都不要听的，一听到报告走了， 关我什么事呀？
When we come on with the announcement slides, and we will leave, and we will not care about who to pray for.
你说你爱神。
You said that you love God.
可是我看到你没有爱神的殿。
But I see that you don't love the temple of God.
神的殿没有在你的心里面，稍微的关心。
The temple of
God
has no place in your heart. You don't even care.
有时有了，就会问一下了，也有了。
Perhaps sometimes you will ask a little bit.
不过最多就是问一下而已了。哦，这样啊，哦，这样啊，然后没有接下去了。
Just a little bit. That's as much as you will ask.
你说你爱神的殿。
You said that you love the temple of God.
第三个，你一定会爱神殿里面的兄弟姐妹。
You thirdly, you will also love the brothers and sisters in the church of God.
这个才叫做爱神啊。
That is what is called loving God.
我再重复一次。
Let me repeat.
爱神一定爱神的殿，爱神的殿一定会爱神殿里面的人，一定。
One who loves God will surely love the temple of God and will surely love the brothers and sisters in the temple of God.
跳转来说，你爱弟兄姐妹，你一定会爱神殿里面的人，你一定会爱圣殿，你会爱圣殿，一定会爱真神，一样的。
conversely, it will also be vice versa. You love the brothers and sisters and also the church of God as well as God himself.
我今天为什么一直重复这一段呢？
Why am I repeating this?
因为我看到但以理的一生，这三件事就是他生命中最重要的。生命中他最担忧的就是这三件事。
Exactly what I can see from the life of Daniel that the three things that he really cares about throughout his life.
那我也是叫但以理啊。
And I'm also, he's also Daniel.
但我有没有这三样事情放在我的生命当中最重要呢？有没有？
But have I placed these three things as the most important things of my life?
没意思讲啊，自己都不好意思讲啊。
I'm embarrassed to even say this.
这是我对教会的亏欠，对神的亏欠啊。
That's how I fall short of the expectation of God.
还叫做传道全职传道人 Tiamo.
And I'm even known as the full-time preacher.
又拿教会的钱呐、
啊、？I take the money from church.
每个月出粮没问题的。
I take salary from church.
大家都失业了，没工作了，被裁员了，我们不会失业的啦，
People、
不会被裁员的啦。
Get retrenched, and I wouldn't get retrenched.
但是我们当传的有没有像丹尼里这样，在我们的侍奉里面、一生里面？这三件事作为我们最重要、生命中最重要的事情。
But we as preachers, have we done this part where we regard these three things as the most important things of our lives?
我在讲我自己了。
I'm talking about myself.
我们不要去讲其他的同工了。
Let's not talk about the others.
但是我们有时也会听到，也会感受到，有一些真的让我们很难过了，非常难。
And sometimes we do hear about the things about people that we make us sad.
好，那刚才传道所讲的就是。他悲伤的三个原因，三个理由。
I was elaborating to you these three reasons why he was sad.
那你会不会悲伤呢？听到这些事情，你会悲伤吗
？And upon hearing this, will you be sad?
好，我们继续第四节到第六节。
We continue from verses six to four to six.
这一段呢，就看到但以理哈，他看到荣耀基督的意象，看到荣耀的基督。
This is the vision of the glorious Christ.
请读四节到六节。
Verse 4 to verse 6. Now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of a great river, that is the Tigris, I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Ufas. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like the torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude.
哦，这个荣耀基督的意象啊，如果你有时间哦，你自己去对照启示录一章十三到十六节。
If you have time, you can reflect this upon Revelation chapter 1, verse 13 to 14.
To 16.
To 16.
那边是约翰哈，老约翰看到荣耀的基督，跟但以理看到的荣耀基督，你来对照一下。
There's Elder John seeing the vision of the glorious Christ, and you compare that with this vision that Daniel saw about the glorious Christ.
我们一直在分享但以理书的时候，常常会跟启示录拿来对照的，因为但以理就是旧约的启示录。
We often
都会重复启示录的意象。
Make comparisons between the book of Daniel and the book of Revelation because the book of Daniel is like the book of Revelation in the Old Testament.
在什么时间看到这个荣耀的基督呢
？At what time point did he see this vision of the glorious Christ?
第四节
，verse 4，
正月二十四日
，24th day of the first month。
非常清楚他的时间点、日期哈、跟地点。
A very clear time point and a location.
地点就在西底界大河旁边。
The location is being by the river of river Tigris.
这个十章、十一章、十二章的最后的意象，都是在西底界河所看的意象。
Chapters 10, 11, and 12 are the visions that Daniel saw by the river Tigris.
所以也有人称为西底界的意象，西底界河的意象。
And some people also call this as the vision of Tigris.
那西底界河的西底界的意思名义是什么呢
？What does the word Tigris mean?
西底界的意思，它的名字的意思叫做迅速、快速、非常的快速。
The word Tigris means speed and efficiency and quickly.
那是什么意思啊
？What does that mean?
西底界的意象，它的意思叫做快速、很快。
Fast and speedy.
原来在告诉我们。这些大战争的意象，很快的，非常快速的发生。
That's to tell us that all these visions about these great battles will happen very speedily and very quickly.
不要以为慢吞吞，还有很多的时间。这三个意象就是在西底界河看的，西底界河就叫做快速，它要带出来的意思就是快速，很快速，非常快的发生，很快发生，很快来到。
Don't even think that all these visions or all these battles will come, will take their own sweet time to come, but if they will come in a blinking of an eye, it will be fast and speedy.
所以现在我明白了为什么叫做为什么神要让他在西底结合看这大战争的意象。
And now we understand why did God let him see these visions at the river Tigris.
主耶稣要告诉我们说，因为这些意象所看的、所讲的、所启示的，很快会化身。
That's Jesus telling us that all these visions will quickly happen.
那就是启示录常常讲的，主快来了，主的日子快来了，快到了。
As the book of Revelation tells us that the day of his second coming is fast.
时候不多了。
That we have not much time.
那你看启示录常常都有这些词句，这些话出现的。
And you can read these phrases in the book of Revelation.
就是但以理的西底结合的意象，叫做快速，快速。
And that ties back to the vision that Daniel saw by the river Tigris, which means fast and speedy.
这样明白了哦，什么叫做西底结合的意象这个名字、啊、
？Now do you understand the meaning of Tigris?
那第二
，Secondly,
正月二十四这个日期是什么日期来的呢
？24th day of the first month. What significance is this?
哦，但以理是在悲伤的二十一日啊。二十四就没有再悲伤了嘛。
Daniel had been sad and sorrowful for 21 days. Until 24th day, he wasn't sorrowful anymore.
原来他在悲伤的二十一日当中，正遇到正这个日子正是在逾越节跟除酵节里面的。
And in fact, these 21 days where Daniel was most sorrowful was the time of the feast of Passover and also feast of the unleavened bread.
传道，你怎么知道他悲伤的时候是在逾越节，在跟除酵节？你怎么知道呀
？Preacher, how do you know that this is the feast of the Passover or the feast of the unleavened bread as well?
你看第四节啊。
Look at verse 4.
正月二十四日啊。
On the 24th day of the first month.
刚刚悲伤过后两天呢、啊。
And it was 2 days after he was sorrowful.
那么逾越节就是正月十四号啊？逾越节不是正月十四号吗
？The Passover.Feast falls on the 14th day of the first month.
十四号黄昏的时候要杀羊啊。
By the evening sunset, they will have to slaughter the lamb.
成千上万的羊都在黄昏的时候要被杀。
Thousands of lambs who have been slaughtered on this day.
那是很可怕的，成千上万的羊在同一个时间里，黄昏一下山的时候，
That's such
血一直在流啊，那个羊的血不断的流出啊。
That's such a terrifying scene, having all these lambs been slaughtered at sunset.
那么逾越节的第二天就是要再加七天，就是除酵节。
And 7 days after the feast of Passover is the feast of the unleavened bread.
所以他悲伤的日子就是正在逾越节跟除酵节的这个时期。
And the time when Daniel had his 21 days of sorrow, this falls between the Passover feast as well as the unleavened bread.
那到底要告诉我们什么意思啊
？What significance is this?
逾越节的重要的意义就是告诉我们要纪念神的救赎大恩。
The feast of the Passover carries the significance that we have to remember the deliverance and the salvation grace of God.
如果神没有救赎，我们就死在埃及了。
If God did not deliver us, we would have died in Egypt.
如果神不救赎我们，今天就没有办法去再赚钱了，没有机会再活着，没有机会去享受一切的一切，所谓的成功，所谓的做生意，没有一点机会都没有。
If God did not deliver us, we would not have the opportunity to be successful, to earn all our money, to live a good life.
今天我们可以享受，可以做这个，可以做那个，可以赚很多钱，可以去旅游，可以吃这个美好的东西，因为我们在神救赎的恩典里面活着。
Today,
因为神救你，你活着。
We are able to enjoy earning a lot of money and eating and drinking and also traveling, and it's all because of the grace of God that we are able to live.
所以就要感恩哦。逾越节的重点就是要感恩，纪念神的救赎。
Therefore, on the day of Passover, we need to remember and give thanks.
那除酵节是什么意思呢
？What is the significance of
the unleavened bread? 除酵节就是把所有的酵都要除干净，让家里、让自己、让家里、让整个环境干干净净。
And in this feast of the unleavened bread is where we purge away, we eliminate all sorts of leaven to purify our homes.
那它的意义就是告诉我们要分别为圣。
And that is to tell us to be sanctified and be separate and holy.
在真神的救赎当中，我们要回应神的救赎，就是要让自己分别为圣，让自己干干净净。
In our response to the salvation grace of God, we ought to sanctify ourselves so that we are able to be purified.
我知道神救赎我，我知道，所以我感恩啊。
I know that God has saved me, and I give thanks.
那嘴巴讲感谢就可以了吗
？And should you just only give thanks by your lips?
马上第二天就进行除酵节，我要分别为圣， 我要除尽家里的污秽，除尽自己内心的污秽，我要分别为圣，做一个圣洁无罪的人。
Immediately the next day, you should be resolved to purify yourselves, to sanctify yourselves, your homes, and so that you are one who is holy.
要过一个无罪的生活。
You ought to live a life that is sinless.
这是人回应神、回报神的救恩最好的回报，最真实的回报。
That's the best way that one can repay God's grace.
你说感谢神，感谢神，照样去贪心；感谢神，感谢神，照样去骄傲。去杀人，去嫉妒，去毁谤人，去伤害人，啊，然后说我感谢神救我，那有什么意思呢？
And if you,
因为你还是过罪的生活呀。
And now you say that you give thanks to God, you thank God for everything, but you go back to greed for the world, to continue to hurt people, to be jealous of things and people.
那但以理在他悲伤的时候，他当然明白这两个节期的意义，他当然很清楚。
And in the sorrows of Daniel definitely understood the meanings of these two feasts.
所以他用心用行动来配合这个两个节期的意义。
And therefore, with his heart and with also action, he complemented with the significance of these two feasts.
我们怎么知道啊？传道，你怎么知道他用心用行动来配合这两个节期？你怎么知道啊？圣经有讲咩
？Preacher, this is not even recorded in the Bible. How do you even know that?
就是有讲啊，所以我才敢讲呀。
It is recorded in the Bible.
你没有看到他祷告吗？我们已经分析过了，已经分享过了。他祷告就是认罪嘛，就是向神认罪祷告，有没有？
As you have analyzed,
他在第九章的时候是吗
？In chapter 9, as he was praying, he was repenting for his sins.、
啊、认罪祷告就是承认以色列人的罪。我们神啊，我们在你的救赎中，在你的恩典中，我们堕落了，我们犯罪了。这个是祷告的内容呀。
In his prayer of repentance, he confessed the sins of Israel that they have fallen, or we have fallen in your grace.
那么我们在第十章又看到他努力的表现，哦，分别为圣啊，啊，二十一日我没有吃酒肉，我没有吃美味，我也没有用油墨，就是一种。分别为圣的这个动作啊，那个表达呀。
And in this chapter 10 that we have just read, and he had also sanctified himself by eating no pleasant food or meat nor wine nor anointing himself.
所以但以理不单只是明白这两个节期的意义，还用行动，用他的心来行出这两个节期的道理，两个节期的要求，神的要求。
Therefore, not only did Daniel understand the significance of these two feasts, he also complemented that with his practical action.
老师说，如果第四节他不把这个时间点讲出来，我们都不知道他正在遇到这两个节期的时候这样的悲伤啊。
And honestly, if he did not write this down in verse 4 on this day and time, we wouldn't know that he was sorrowful over on this also during these two occasions.
现在我们可以做的是什么
？And what can we do now?
对但以理来说，现在可以做的就是认罪。在神的恩典中认罪，在神的怜悯中认罪，在神的这种恩慈中赶快认罪。
And Daniel, to Daniel, this was a time for him to confess his sins and also repent.
这个是我们现在可以做的。
This is what we can do.
跟着呢，努力的分辨为圣。我这个我不要了，那个我不要了，这个我不要了。
And then,
让自己分别出来。
To be determined to work hard to sanctify himself, to purify himself, to separate from things which he no longer wants.
感谢主，从四节正月二十日这个日期当中，让我们进入到明白更多的道理，更多的意义在里面。
We thank God that from the record of this 24th day of the first month, we can understand its significance.
好，那再接下去看。
We read on.
他在大河边举目观看、哦、这样抬头看。
He lifted his eyes to look by the river Tigris.
而且发现到还有其他的人跟他在一起。
And he also noticed that there were other people.
这个说明什么呢
？What does that tell us?
他看这个大异象的时候，荣耀基督的异象的时候，不是在睡梦中的。我们常常说睡觉的时候做梦啊，梦到天国，梦到天使，梦到这个，梦到那个。他不是在做梦。
It clarifies to us that he was not dreaming when he saw this vision because there were other men with him.
那他也不是在祷告的时候看到异象。
Nor did he see this vision only during his prayer.
因为我们常常说祷告的时候啊看到异象，祷告的时候看到天使出现，祷告的时候看到主耶稣，是不是？
As very often we see people having visions during their prayer.
因为主耶稣就是常常在人睡着的时候给他做梦啊，或者在祷告的时候给他看异象啊，常常都是这样呀。
Because the Lord Jesus allows people to see visions in their dreams, in their sleep, and also in their prayer.
可是但以理这时候他看异象的时候，不是在睡觉，也不是在祷告，不是在做异梦，也不是在 在祷告中清静神的时候看到，绝对不是。
But at the time that Daniel saw these visions, he was not sleeping, he was not praying, he was not those two things.
那他在做什么
？What was he doing？
这里说还有其他人跟他在一起，而且跑到西底结合在那边，他去那边做什么？没有人知道。
And it was recorded that the men who were with him and were also by the river Tigris, and what were they doing？
那就可能这个就是他平时的生活嘛，这里去那里去，因为他有很多任务要完成的，很多任务要去解决的。他跟他的同事他的同工就到西底结合要处理事情，那是平时的工作时间，平时的生活情形。
It could be possible that Daniel was just on his everyday routines or also errands or on duty and he happened to be at this place.
意思说在你没有想到的时候，你也不是在祷告，也不是在聚会，也不是在读经，也不是在睡觉做噩梦的时候，突然间你想不到的时候，你认为不可能的时候，主耶稣给你看异象。
That's to tell us that this happens or this came to Daniel only when he least expected it. He wasn't even praying, he wasn't sleeping, and when he least expected it, it happened when he was in his daily life.
所以我们发现到了，明白了，有时神要启示我们一件事情，或者给我们进入灵里的时候，不一定说你要怎么样祷告啊，你要怎么样才可以看的，知道吗？不一定。好像现在是在日常生活里面，在一个很平凡的日子。没有祷告、没有聚会的时间，突然间看到。
Now we realize
我讲的重点是在这里了。
That the revelation of God does not only come when you are all ready for it in your prayer, in your sleep, and it may also come when you least expect it.
虽然是日常生活、平时的生活。
Although it is a daily life.
不是在聚会，不是在祷告。
It is not during a prayer or a service.
可是你要注意哦，但以他平时的生活，他就是这样敬畏神的，不是说在聚会的时候才来敬畏神的。一聚会完后就马照跑，舞照跳，不是这样的。
But you have to take note that Daniel's life has always been reverent and godly in everything that he does, not only during a church service.
虽然没有聚会，虽然没有在祷告，在工作，在平时日子，还是一样存着敬畏神的心来生活，存着敬畏神的心来去处理事情。
Albeit that he wasn't in the temple of God, he wasn't worshiping, and only even though he was doing his daily business, he was still doing things with a godly heart.
因为这样随时随地的敬畏神，在祷告也好，在聚会也好，在工作也好，所以神任何时候都可以给他看异象，因为他随时随地都是这样敬畏神。
And that is because of Daniel's godliness throughout in all parts of his life that God allowed him to see visions even in this very unexpected time.
那再来就是其他的人没有看到，就只有给但以理看到而已哦。
And other people who were there did not see this vision.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know that?
你看第七节啊
，Verse 7.
这异象唯有我但以理一个人看见呐。
This only Daniel alone saw the vision.
同坐我的人跟我在一起的人没有看见呀。
The men who were with him did not see the vision.
他们只是他们却大大的惊战惊，逃跑隐藏了，赶快跑去躲起来了。
But a great terror fell upon them, and they fled to hide.
那么这个荣耀基督的异象他看到主耶稣是身穿细麻衣的。
And in this vision of the glorious Christ, he saw that Jesus was in a linen.
传道，你怎么知道这个是主耶稣
？How do you know that this was Jesus?
所以我叫你去对照启示录嘛，启示录那个就是主耶稣来的呀。
Which is why I asked you to refer this to the book of Revelation that was referring to Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督常常在旧约出现，他虽然在旧约时候耶稣还没有降生可是他常常就以基督的形象常常在旧约出现了。
This goes to testify that Christ already appeared, the image of Christ already appeared in the Old Testament, although Jesus Christ was not born yet.
身穿细麻衣表明主耶稣的光明跟洁白。
And being clothed in linen, this represents the holiness and the brightness of Jesus.
那他的腰束乌发的金睛，什么叫做乌发金睛，知道吗
？What is this gold of Ufas where he was, which he was girded?
原来乌发的金呢，是最好最纯的金。
This gold of Ufas is the greatest of a premium quality.
那是君王所佩戴，唯有君王才佩戴的乌发的金睛。
And this gold of Ufas is only meant for the kings and royal.
那这表明主耶稣。他是君王
and that
他的尊贵
is to manifest Christ as kingly and royal
那这个他的身体呢好像水苍翼
His body was like beryl.
非常的漂亮啊。
Very beautiful.
那显明基督的荣美跟尊贵。
This shows the radiance and the preciousness of Christ.
那他的面貌怎样呢？他的面貌好像闪电。
His face was like the appearance of lightning.
嗯，你突然间看到闪电的时候，你的感觉是什么？
What do you feel when you see lightning?
哇，很夺目，很闪亮。然后呢？哇，很威严。
It is striking.
你有点吓到一下。
It is striking, eye-catching, and you might also be terrified.
主耶稣的面貌好像闪电，就说明他的面目是非常的光耀。然后呢，会让你起了一种敬畏的心，一看到，哎呀，莫高羞哦，会一种很威严的感觉。
His face shines like lightning, and that is really the feeling of solemnness and also reverence and godly fear.
虽然常常说他是羔羊，他是温柔的。他是怜悯慈爱的，可是也没有失去他这种闪电的面貌，没有失去，
although、
还是带着威严的。
Although we always liken Christ to the image of a lamb, gentle and meek, but he also bears the appearance of lightning of a godly fear.
这里说他的眼目，他的眼睛好像火把，好像火把。
His eyes likened to torches of fire.
那什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
那个火，眼睛好像火把，就是能够看到人的心肠肺腑。人的心思意念都被他的眼睛看透了，隐藏不了了，在他的眼目里面，你躲藏不了，躲不过他的眼目。
These eyes of torches of fire are those which can see through your minds and your hearts and your thoughts.
你做黑暗的事，你想黑暗的东西，但是黑暗没有光嘛，就看不到嘛。可是主耶稣的眼是火来的呀，
you might have
火一照下去，什么都看到清清楚楚呀。
You might have done things in the dark and you think that nobody saw it, but the eyes of Jesus are torches of fire that he can see through everything.
你说我都没有做出来，你怎么知道？你没有做出来，但是你的心这样想，你的心这样犯罪，他一看就看到了，因为他的眼睛是火来的呀。
You say that you have not done it, you are only thinking about it, but even as you think about it, the Lord Jesus already saw this.
那他的手脚是什么呢？
What was his hand and feet?
他的手跟脚如同光明的铜，好像光明的铜啊，为什么？
Arms and feet are likened to a burnished bronze.
原来在圣经里面，铜是代表哦，预表那个审判，神的审判。
In the Bible, bronze is represents a judgment.
啊，以前没有镜子嘛，是吧？以前没有镜子，都用铜啊，铜拿来磨到亮亮啊，那有反射，稍微看得到你的影子，看得到你的面貌、你的额轮、你的，他们用铜来做镜啊。以前还没有镜子。
In this medieval times, there were no mirrors, likened to our day, and these are only reflections they used with bronze.
嗯，所以铜会让我们看到自己所做的，看到自己的污秽，看到自己所行所做的。那么神就照我们所行所做的要来审判我们。
Therefore, bronze is one that we can mirror ourselves with to see our own deeds and our own works, and with this, God will judge us.
你手所做的
the things that you do with your hands,
你手所做的
the things that your feet did,
都清清楚楚
will be reflected clearly.
所以铜呢是代在圣经里面是代表预表审判神的审判
Therefore, bronze in a biblical context represents or prefigures judgment of God.
那么神主耶稣的手跟脚呢？他照着他所行所做的呢，所讲的呢，要来审判我们。
The arms and the feet of the Lord Jesus will be judging us according to our deeds.
嗯，然后呢，他的脚好像铜，就是说他的脚要践踏这个仇敌，审判仇敌这个撒旦跟这些恶人。
His feet like a burnished bronze that would also mean that he will trample upon the wicked and also those who are judged.
好，那他说话好像什么呢？
And what does this sound like?
这里说他说话的声音好像大众的声音，很多人讲话的声音。
The sound of his words like the voice of a multitude.
哦，全世界有很多种人，很多种话嘛。
There are so many languages in the world.
他讲话的声音就好像很多人、很多种族、很多种语言在讲话。
And his voice is like many people of many languages talking.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
意思说，他所讲的话，他一出口、一开口讲话，每一个种族，不管你是什么人，你不管你是什么官级，你都听得到，
It means
听得到神在讲话。
That every word that God utters would be understood by every tribe, every race, and every language.
你不单只听得到神在讲话，你也听得懂神在讲什么话。
Not only will you be able to hear the word of God, you can also understand what he says.
因为他的声音，他的说话好像大众的声音啊。
Because his voice
很多种族的声音, 很多种, 言语的声音呢,
is like the voice of a multitude of different languages.
就好像在这个使徒行传第二章, 圣灵降临的时候, 圣灵在讲话的时候就是一种灵源嘛。 他听到他在讲客家话, 他听到他在讲英文, 他听到他在讲印度话, 他听到圣灵在讲其他的话, 所以大家都听得懂圣灵在讲什么。
Just like on the day when the Holy Spirit descended in the book of Acts of the Apostles, the voice of the Holy Spirit appeared to many people in different languages. You in Hakka, to him is in Tamil and other languages.
所以这里说他说话的声音好像大众的声音，真正的意思是这样，每个人都听得到，每个人都听得懂。
And this is like his voice, like of a multitude, and where everyone understands, everyone hears it.
你不要再骗人说，哦，我不知道啊，我听不到神跟我讲话，我不知道他的言，我不知道要敬畏神啊，哦，我不知道有天国啊，哦，我听不懂啊，你不要骗人。
And no longer
你都听得到, 也听得懂。
Can you lie about I don't know about heaven? I don't know. I have to do this and do that. You cannot lie about that.
你说你听不到，是因为你不要去听，你听了又不接受，所以你听不到。
You claim that you have never heard about that. It was because of you not accepting the word of God.
你听不懂，不是你不懂，你听的你是不愿意顺服，不愿意接受道理的教导。You
don't understand.
所以你说我听不懂。
You don't understand it, not because you actually don't understand it, but because you refuse to accept the message of God.
哎呀，到今天又没有办法讲临界战争惨了。I
haven't reached the battle yet.
我的题目叫做临界大战争哦，大军跟魔军的征战。That's
my title, the battle between the angels and the demons.
想要硬硬讲下去也没办法的啦。I
can't continue.
哦，所以我一定被太太骂了的，啰嗦咯，每次都这样啰嗦咯，就叫你不要这么啰嗦，又这么啰嗦，一定回去一定中骂的。My
wife will scold me for being too naggy, too long-winded.
哎呀，没关系啦，那是第三堂嘛，就星期二再听啊。
It's okay, we can continue on Tuesday.
有人说传道，你在拖时间是吗？
Oh, preacher, are you trying to delay our time?
你觉得我在拖时间吗？还是我很认真在解释呢？
Is that what you think I am doing? Am I delaying?
但是很抱歉啊，因为题目是这样，但是讲的不是这样。
I apologize because this is not the message of the title.
我也没有想到我真的在这一段可以讲这么多，说讲整个小时。I
did not expect that I can spend a whole hour on this passage.
哦，那之前的一节到三节更没有想到这三节可以讲一长道理。And
I cannot expect that from verses 4:1-4 could be one sermon on its own.
因为如果我想到这样可以讲一长道理，我就不放这样的题目了。
If I expected this, then I wouldn't put this as this title.
我想应该也是被圣灵感动了吧。
But I believe that this is moved by the Holy Spirit.
反正我们就还剩下两章而已嘛。We
only have yeah, chapters 11 and 12 to go.
我们慢慢讲咯。Let's
take our due time.
愿主耶稣祝福帮助我。
May the Lord Jesus bless and help.